In the previous module, Andy learned that the verify component of the case management process model requires the agent to verify the account information, confirm the contact details including the phone and time zone information, evaluate the case subject, evaluate the case description, and rebrand a case if needed. Now, Andy is ready to accept ownership of a case. In this module, Andy will learn how to accept ownership of a case, change the status of a case, meet the defined service level agreement, SLA, and manage the customer communication process. Let's get started. Owning a case is more than just clicking the accept button. When you own a case, it's yours from start to finish or escalation. By owning a case, you become responsible for communication between Salesforce and the customer. If you are a Tier 2 agent, you are still responsible for the case, and you are the case owner, even if the case is escalated to Tier 3 support. You will also be involved with the case until it is closed. That means still doing research when the customer reaches out to you, even if you've escalated the case to another tier of support. As the case owner, you are responsible for meeting the Service Level Agreement, or SLA. We'll learn more about SLAs shortly. Now, let's review how individual agents within skill groups receive their case assignments. As you learned in the Receiving a Case module, cases are assigned to an agent by a dispatcher, and agents can view their cases from a list view. There is a general process that agents follow to check their list views for case assignments. Let's follow Andy again as he checks for cases in his list view. From the Unified Agent console, Andy will need to go to the Cases primary tab. From there, he should select his list view, which in this example is named Andy's Cases, to see a list of the cases that he has been assigned. We can see that Andy has several assigned cases. Let's address Andy's question, what if there are no cases in my list view? If Andy did not have any case assignments in his individual list view, he could pull case assignments from his skill group's list view. To pull cases from his skill group's list view, Andy would simply need to scroll down and select his skill group. We can see that there are several cases in this skill group's list view. Andy can use several criteria to select a case, including the oldest date and the highest severity level. Now, let's follow Andy as he accomplishes the process to accept ownership of a case. There are several case status definitions that you will need to know. As we saw in the demo, once Andy accepted the case, the status changed from new, meaning it has not been looked at, to working, meaning it is being actively worked on. The status remains working when a case is escalated from Tier 1 to Tier 2. Let's look at the meaning of some other status definitions. Waiting on customer is used when the agent is waiting for a reply. When a new comment is posted by the customer, the status will automatically change back to working. Escalated is used when the case has been escalated to Tier 3. Pending customer approval is used when the agent is 99% sure that the case has been resolved but is waiting for confirmation from the customer. With partner is used by Tier 2 when the case is escalated to a partner. Waiting on customer, OOO, is used when the customer is out of the office and support is waiting for a reply. Again, the status will automatically change to working if there is a new comment from the customer on the case. And compliance review means that the case is presently being reviewed for compliance. Remember, when a customer adds a comment to a case while it is in the waiting on customer status, pending customer approval status, or waiting on customer OOO status, will automatically change the status of the case to working. A link to the Status Codes and Usage Guidelines article is included in the Resources tab. The Service Level Agreement specifies the time that an agent has to respond to a case, known as the initial response time, based on the severity of the case and the type of contract the customer has, premier or standard. SLAs are also based on the frequency of communication that should occur while a case is being worked on, also known as the follow-up service level objective. It is extremely important to respond, follow up, and resolve a case within the times specified in the SLA. The initial SLA can have one of four statuses. Not applicable is displayed with cases that are not visible in the self-service portal, or for cases in which SLAs don't apply, such as email to case and web to case. Pending is used when the SLA clock is ticking and has not been triggered by an activity to stop the clock. Met is used when the SLA has been met. The missed status shows when the SLA has been missed. When the SLA is missed, it becomes visible to management reporting. You must take the following steps to meet the SLA. Remember to do them in this order. Verify that an account is associated with the case. Accept the case. Then verify that you are the case owner and that the status of the case has changed to working. Post a public comment that advances the resolution of the case. Always check the case's severity level and the customer's support level to see how much time you have to respond in order to meet the SLA. Remember that your SLA clock is ticking and that you must take the necessary steps to meet your guidelines. While verifying this case in the previous module, Andy learned that the case severity level is 4, and he learned that the support level is Premier. At this point, Andy now checks the SLA guidelines to verify the time frame that he needs to follow to accomplish his initial contact with the customer. According to the SLA guidelines, Andy needs to accomplish his initial contact with the customer within 8 hours of the creation of the case. Andy also learned while verifying this case that the customer's business operates in the Pacific time zone. Andy is based in San Francisco, which is also in the Pacific time zone. It will not be a problem for Andy to call the customer within the initial SLA time frame. Now, Andy is ready to call the customer. This will be the first time that Andy will speak with the customer, so he wants to make sure that he covers a few important points. First, Andy wants to communicate to the customer that he is the owner of the case. Andy also wants to inform the customer that, as the owner of the case, he will provide regular and timely case updates. Finally, Andy wants to refer to his notes to clarify any questions that he has about the issue that the customer is experiencing. Andy will follow the process that he learned in the Introduction to the Unified Agent Console course to use Live Ops to call the customer. After he completes the initial customer call, Andy will need to log the call. If he does not do this automatically through Live Ops, he can do it directly in the Unified Agent console. From the case screen, he should click the Feed icon. The Feed view will display all of the actions taken for this case, including the call log. Andy will then click the Log a Call icon. The customer's name and the subject will be populated automatically. Andy will simply need to type a meaningful comment about the call in the comment field and then click the Log a Call button. Andy will use the Community Publisher feature to enter comments about the case. From the feed view, he will click the Community icon. The Community field will expand, and Andy will type a meaningful comment about the case. The customer contact will be able to see the comment he has entered. Andy should confirm that the Send Email checkbox has been unchecked so that the contact for the case will not receive a duplicate comment via email. And he should click the Post button to complete this task. In this module, we focused on the Own phase of the case management process. Andy learned that owning a case is more than just clicking the Accept button. Once a case is yours, you must follow it until it closes, even after it's been escalated. Remember that Tier 2 agents continue ownership of a case, even when it's escalated to Tier 3. You must verify the case details, click the Accept button, and post a public comment that advances the resolution of the case. By clicking the Accept button, the case status field will change to Working, which is a critical step in meeting the SLA. You must follow certain steps to meet the Service Level Agreement, SLA.